39% of total calls requesting Okotoks ambulances to leave the community in Alberta Health Services last fiscal year came from Calgary, said Calgary Zone M's Operations Associate Executive Director Randy Briska. We are going to acknowledge that in the past we have not had Okotoks resources in community, and that's a concern to us. In fact, what we're seeing is Okotoks coming into the city and doing calls in the city of Calgary and Calgary resources coming out, and we're getting a criss-crossing of resources, Briska told Okotoks Council Monday, March 14. We put a stop to that and have seen very good success in that. But, just over half, 54%, of local calls in that time period were responded to by local EMS. Okotoks was also served by Calgary, High River and Black Diamond ambulances, 21, 7 and 6% of the time, respectively. Ambulances from smaller centers being pulled into the city is a significant problem that leaves rural populations more vulnerable. Mayor Tanya Thorne said this is an issue for municipalities, as fire crews have to stay on scene until a transfer can be made between fire and EMS. She said over the past 4 months, fire services are held up for 2 hours on average. While event volume is a current challenge, so is staff-level fluctuation and prolonged hospital waits, Briska said. As a mitigation method, a new metro response plan was implemented on February 7, Briska said. This method changes the process for ambulance dispatch. Resources from Calgary will be sent to Calgary on calls that are determined not time-sensitive. Since that plan was implemented, he said there has been a significant drop in the number of times local ambulances are pulled into the city. In the first and second week of adjustments, there was a drop of 24%, followed by 38% the following week. Week 4 saw a drop of 76% and week 5 saw a drop of 70%. Response times are also a concern. Briska said the median response time in Okotoks is 8 minutes, which is in the 50 percentile, meaning that half of all calls are responded to within 8 minutes. Reaching a 12-minute response time, considered to be in the 90th percentile, is a concern, due to resources being pulled into different centers. In the past OZ fiscal year, there were 1,522 calls made to 911 in Okotoks. Thorne asked that Briska return for an update to council in 6 months' time. Editor's note. This has been corrected for clarity purposes. A previous version of this story indicated that responses were sitting around the 90th percentile with respect to the 15-minute mark, meaning 90% of total responses take more than 15 minutes. When, in fact, a time in the 90th percentile means 90% of all calls are responded to within that time frame. The wheel deeply regrets this error.